Thanks for coming on this trip with me. I know my asking you was very last minute. It's not much of a trip, though. We got on this train at home, we'll ride for thousands of miles, and then we'll come right back. We aren't even going to step off it until we're back here. We'll be spending 100% of our time riding this passenger train as it takes days to complete the round trip. Its last round trip, actually. It's only right that I invite you along with my second ticket. You're the one who gave me both tickets in the first place. Really nice tickets, too. First class sleeper car tickets. You've known since we were kids how much I love trains. Always a tomboy, I had a train set even when boys my age, like you, didn't have them because they had gone out of style. When we'd played after school, you'd humor me as we stopped and watched the trains come by, right within view of where we played. This train is special, though. It only passed by twice a week, once in each direction. I had the schedule memorized. It was the biggest passenger train I had ever seen, although not as big as the freight ones. They don't make them like this anymore. I guess people just don't enjoy trains as much as I do, especially for long trips. They want to get there fast, in an airplane or something. But I always swore that I would ride this thing. I guess I just thought I'd always be here, running according to its schedule forever. But it's being retired. Being put out to stud, I guess. I kind of like that idea. The whole mental image of the big engines on this thing rolling around in a pasture somewhere and being bred with cabooses or something that makes new cars for other trains. Wow. I think it just invented a new kink. Anyways, they announced that they were going to retire this route and this train, and soon. And when demand went up, I realized that my chance to ride this train was going to slip through my fingers. I haven't actually ridden a real train at all, like, ever. I guess I was saving my first time for this thing. I couldn't afford a ticket, though, even just a regular one. Definitely not two, especially for an actual sleeper. That's like the best you can get. Your very own bedroom on the train. But you came through for me. I know it costs an awful lot of money to buy these tickets for me. I should have said no when you handed them to me. But I knew they weren't refundable. And I just couldn't pass up my chance to let my dream come true. You expected me to ask my girlfriend to come with me? Well, I did. I honestly thought it would be fun. Romantic. A chance to share something special. Except, she said it sounded boring as hell. It was just some stupid train, according to her. She told me that no one cares about this kind of stuff anymore. That she wanted to go on vacation someplace warm, with a beach and with booze. That's when I realized that her and I weren't really a good match. Oh, we had lots of good sex together, but other than that, we had nothing in common. I still struggled with not wanting to break up with her after that realization, until she beat me to the punch, without seeming to give too much thought or worry about it. No, don't apologize. It's not your fault. This gift didn't make me break up with her, or her break up with me. It just put my relationship into perspective. Personally, I've come to realize that this trip is going to mean more to me than she ever did. I mean, just look at me. We've only been on the train for half an hour now, but have you ever seen me this excited? And this happy? Happier than I ever was with her. And best of all, I get to share this with my best friend. You aren't quite as obsessed with trains as I am, although you do like them, and you understand my love for them. You always accommodate it, and you actually dropped a ton of money to make my dream come true before it became an impossibility. So all things considered, I wouldn't change this experience for anything. Not to get my ex back, not after I realized I didn't really want her, and she wanted me even less. Definitely not to miss this once-in-a-lifetime chance to ride this train. It'll also bring back memories of when we were younger and used to have sleepovers, usually at my place so we could play with my train set late into the night. But now, since we're already on the train, we could do something else late into the night. Oh, you're cute. The fact that you're not reacting right now means that you aren't getting the subtext here, and you're going to make me embarrassed by having to be more specific. You had to know what I had planned to do with my girlfriend on this trip. I kind of alluded to it earlier. I thought our nights, and maybe part of our days, could be filled with sex. Well, just because she's not here doesn't mean that that plan has to change. You could take her place, and it would be good too, I think. just with 50% less pussy and a lot more cock than I originally planned. Having sex on a train has been my fantasy since, well, before I even knew what sex was, I think. One of the books on trains I devoured as a kid wasn't so much about trains as a woman riding on one and having a romantic encounter. All I knew when I got it was that there was a picture of a train on the cover. The book was vague, but when it talked about her making love on the train, well, that sounded like something I would want. It's what I thought I wanted to experience with my ex, but now it's something that I'd like to experience in general, and this is my last chance. I know you think of me as strictly lesbian. That's possibly because all my girlfriends were, well, girls. It's just the way it worked out. You know all the guys I know, or the guys that I seem to attract, and know what they are like. It shouldn't be a mystery why I ended up with women all the time. The big mystery, though, is why we never became involved. Maybe it's that we've known each other for so very, very long. Our friendship goes so far back that we were too young to remember it starting. Just that we were friends, and that's how it's always been. Almost like we were family, except we were really just neighbors and playmates long before we became classmates. When you grow up with someone like that, you kind of develop a blind spot towards them, I guess. But I've come to realize that you're the only guy I have any kind of interest in having sex with. Not an active one, necessarily. But I slept with girls based on lust, and that's always turned into a fun time. So I thought we could make love on this train. As stupid and curly as that sounds coming from my mouth, I had my heart set on sex on a train for so long. Not necessarily with a guy, but if I do have to lose my virginity, what better place than on this train? And what better guy than with you? Unlike most modern trains, this sleeper car has a good sized bed, big enough for two people. I suspect that you were planning on the little couch instead, but I will not have it that way. One way or another, we're sharing that bed. It doesn't have to be sexual though, but it can be. I kind of want it to be. And if you want to be honest with yourself, don't you want it to be too? Don't you want to see what it's like? What I'm like? It can be just a one-time thing, or something that is just for this trip only. Then we get back home and things go completely back to normal. I feel like I kind of owe it to you for giving me this trip. I know that doesn't sound right. It's not like I'd be doing it for that reason. I'd be doing it because I feel like I owe it to me to be with you, even just once. If I didn't, I'd regret it as much as if I'd missed out on my opportunity to ride this train. I think it could be a lot of fun for both of us, even if it's just a fling and some experimentation. I've never been with a boy, and you've never been with a tomboy, so it would be new for both of us. So, what do you say? Do you want to make love with this tomboy on this long romantic train trip? No strings attached at all, and I guarantee that I'm not doing it because you gave me these tickets. The tickets were just what made this possible. If it helps, let me take off this shirt so you can see what you'd be getting into, or passing up, if you turn me down. I don't have anything underneath it right now. No, leave this shade up on the window. We're going through the countryside right now. No one will see, and if they do, so what? I'll just be some nameless tomboy with awesome tits that zit by in a fraction of a second. Speaking of awesome tits, what do you think? I always kind of wanted a girlfriend that had tits like mine, because they seem like so much fun. I mean, I know I had fun with them on my own, or with another girl, and I always got compliments on them. Other than for sex, they just seemed to get in the way of tomboy stuff, though. Now they don't have to get in the way of us. Do you like them? Do you want to touch them? I wouldn't have offered if it wasn't okay. I know I've pulled some tricks on you in the past, but doing all this stuff only to suddenly jerk back from your trembling hand and yell psych would have required a lot of planning I'm not capable of, or a level of meanness that I'm not willing to expose you to. No, definitely not you. I just kind of want good things for you. Like, for example, touching my tits. If you'll just reach out a little more. Oh, that's actually kind of nice. The closest thing I've had to a man's hand on them is, well, my hands. But in comparison, mine are annoyingly small and delicate. It's weird to be doing sexy things with someone and for them to actually be bigger than you. I don't find it threatening at all. Kind of reassuring, actually. But I think that's because it's you doing them, and I trust you more than myself sometimes. But you should trust me. I mean, I told you to touch my tits, and that's turning out pretty well for you. So, trust me when I say, you shouldn't let that be the end. It can be the beginning. Just because this train route is winding down doesn't mean we can't start something new between us. Let me take off your shirt too. I always kind of envied your ability to go without a shirt when it got warm, but I never held it against you personally. It was, well, it was interesting to see you without your shirt. It's even more interesting now, with us being alone together and the idea of something romantic in the air. I'm going to touch your chest. I think it's only fair under the circumstances. You don't mind, do you? That's kind of nice. You may not have a luscious set of breasts like I do, or my ex did, but I still enjoy running my fingers across your chest. I think mainly because it's you, and I know the heart that beats beneath it. A heart that beats faster and faster. It's soothing, like the rhythm of the train moving down the tracks. Both are constant and reassuring, just like you as my best friend. Let me help you keep undressing. First your jeans, and then mine. We actually do have nicer clothes for the dining car, because that's a special event. Or, at least I wanted it to be. I even brought a dress. Only something as special as this train ride could make me do that. I also brought some fancier underwear than what I'm wearing right now. Well, at least I was wearing them until just now. There. Since I'm naked, it's only right we get you naked too by taking off your underwear. That's a bigger step for you because you've got that hardening cock to hide. Except now, it's not hidden anymore. It's just out there in the open, just like my feelings are. I might be intimidated by that thing if it didn't belong to you. Instead, it's kind of reassuring to look at that and know that I did it. Me, despite being a tomboy and your best friend, you can still see me as a woman and something to be desired. Wait. Before we take this any further, I brought something for you to put on. One sec. It's in my suitcase. We don't dare do this without it. Ah, here we go. It's an engineer's hat. Just like the ones you've been buying for me all my life as I outgrow or wear out the old ones. I want you to wear it while we do it. Oh, you thought I was talking about a condom, didn't you? Condoms are for pussies, dude. Well, yeah, they literally are. But they're not to be used between best friends. Because I don't want even that barrier between us. Nothing will probably happen because we don't use protection. And if it does, well, how awesome would it be for a kid to be conceived on a train? Especially when their mom passes on her love of trains to them. I may even give them a train-themed name, like Casey, after the heroic engineer. I'm not scaring you off with the baby stuff, am I? It's just that at some point you're gonna go off and have your own life without me. I mean, we've had a tremendous run as it is, but then I won't have anyone to share my love of trains or love of a lot of other stuff. You'll be married or move away or something, but I'd still have a crying, pooping reminder of our friendship. And a new best friend to raise as a good little train lover. I can do it on my own too. I wouldn't make you be involved any more than you wanted. So, do you still want to have sex with me, knowing what could happen? What I kind of hope will happen? Good. Although something tells me I could talk you into just about anything right now. Well, you're the engineer. That makes me the train then. I'll just get onto the bed here on my hands and knees, and you'll just have to couple yourself to me, like one train car to another. But just because you'll be coupling with me doesn't make us a couple. Although, just to be clear, it doesn't necessarily not make us a couple either. Anyways, I'm in bed now, Mr. Engineer. All aboard. I can tell you're wondering if we should pull the shade on the window now, but don't deny me the view. I want to see the countryside rushing by as we do it, and if it sees us, well, that can't be helped. It would just be a tomboy getting fucked doggy style by a guy in an engineer hat, all flying by in a split second. But for us, it will be much longer than a split second. At least it better be. You know, not to put any pressure on you, but if you do nut inside me in a few seconds, I'm never going to let you forget it. And I'd much rather today be unforgettable for other reasons. I hope you like the view back there. Not just outside the window, but of the tomboy on all fours in front of you. Except from that angle, I'm just any other girl. Well, other than for the short hair. But when you're inside me, I'll feel just as good as any other woman. Maybe even better. Wait, don't put it in yet. No, I didn't change my mind. It's just there's a tunnel coming, and I kind of like the symbolism of the train entering the tunnel as you enter me. So, get ready. We're almost there. And go. Oh, fuck. The rest of the train is connected to the engine now, but it's up to the engineer to move this train forward. Yeah. Like that. Slow at first. Just like a train pulling out from the station. The wheels are just barely beginning to turn. It takes a while to bring such a powerful thing to life and to overcome being at rest for so long. But then once we start moving, well, then it gets so much easier. We're gonna develop a rhythm, like the sound of this train rattling down the tracks, or our hearts beating so loud. This is a long tunnel. The window is basically a mirror right now because of the light in this room. I can see both of us in it. I can see you driving your cock in from behind. It's like watching an old-fashioned steam locomotive, but way sexier. Well, you're gonna keep fueling my broiler with your food to keep us going. Then, and now we're out of the tunnel, but you're still in me. I can still see us, faintly reflected in the window, but now I see farmland rushing by. I feel you inside me, though, with your cock filling me so completely as you keep thrusting in and out of me. It's everything I hoped it would be when I first heard about making love on a train. It's automatically awesome because it's on a train, but it's also with my sexy best friend, and you're the only person who ever really understood me in general and my love of trains, specifically. Sex with my ex would have been good, but I was never as close to her as I am with you. We've never been closer than we are right now, both emotionally and physically. We could never be closer physically than this with your cock inside me. But I keep feeling closer to you emotionally. It doesn't seem to have a limit, but I promise not to get all girly on you. At least I'll try. You're not making it easy. You'll come at me, won't you? I don't want you pulling out. I need all of you and me as I come, and then part of you left behind inside me when we're done. I don't mind too much if I get pregnant, and I'm minding it less and less the more we do this. I do want to have kids to pass along my love of trains to, but I also kind of want there to be another person just like you in the world. This train line may be coming to an end, but so many things could just be getting started. We're almost there. Our next stop is Orgasmville. Population, you and me. Although, maybe there will be a new passenger by the time we leave. We'll just have to see. And you'll just have to come with me, despite all the risks. Or maybe because of them. I'm ready whenever you are. For you to come with me. And whatever comes after that. Not that anything has to. But if it does, I'm ready for it. But I'm definitely ready for you to fill me with your cum. And to come in a possible, very girly fashion when you do that. So please, don't keep me waiting any longer. Come with me. Come with my tomboy pussy, please. And make me. Make me a baby mom. Make a baby in me, please. Just kind of collapse onto the bed with me. What's cuddling but with the less girly name? Fuck it. Just cuddle me. I've been a good girl, and I deserve it. Spoon me, damn it. There. That feels good, doesn't it? But don't worry. Even with cuddling, and looking out the windows, and fancy meals in the dining car, there'll be plenty of time this week for more sex. Then, this triple N, and this entire train will be retired. But other things, those could just be getting started if you want. Something tells me you will, though. Because I have 6 more days after today to convince you that I can be more than just a best friend.